Daily Rest, Friday, March 1st, 2024. Continuing in the Ecclesiastes series, we look at chapter 5, verse 2 and 4. Do not be quick with your mouth or impulsive in thought to bring up a matter in the presence of God, for God is in heaven, and you are on the earth. Therefore let your words be few. When you make a vow to God, do not be late in paying it, for he takes no delight in fools. Take care with your words. In the last devotion, the Spirit admonished us to watch our step when we enter the house of God. Now he issues a warning. When you go to God's house, be careful what you say and what you promise to him. Have you kept your confirmation vows, installation vows, or wedding vows? How often we promise henceforth to amend our sinful lives? Many of our prayers contain promises. Remember, this is the God of heaven to whom we earthbound creatures make promises. We need to fear him and choose our words carefully. Once we have made a promise, we should not delay to keep it. Those installation vows or wedding vows. How often we promise henceforth to amend our sinful lives. Many of our prayers contain promises. Remember, this is the God of heaven to whom we earthbound creatures make promises. We need to fear him and choose our words carefully. Once we have made a promise, we should not delay to keep it. Frail earthly beings often do not keep their promises. However, God Almighty in the heaven does not fail to keep his promises. As Numbers 23:19 says, has he spoken and will he not make it good? As surely as the Son of God died on the cross, so surely if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1 verse 9. Therefore, in reverence to God and with well-chosen words, confess your failures to him. God will faithfully keep his promises. Indeed, his justice requires that he forgives us. Then, completely cleansed, exercise care in expressing your overwhelming gratitude. Frail earthly beings often do not keep their promises. However, God Almighty in the heaven does not fail to keep his promises.